I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. In an historic vote and after 7 hours of debate today, state lawmakers ousted Representative Steve Lebsack. The move comes after allegations of sexual harassment from 5 women were found credible by an outside investigator, though some questioned the methods of the report and worried the punishment would be too extreme. As of yesterday, Lebsack remained confident he would not be removed from office. Earlier in the day, Lebsack changed his party affiliation from Democrat to Republican. The vote was 52-9 in favor. It's the first expulsion of a state lawmaker in over 100 years. A new report says climate change is hurting the ski industry. As 91.5 KRCC's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, the climate advocacy group says the Mountain West is particularly vulnerable.
Protect Our Winters looked at data over the last 16 years. The nonprofit found that years with lots of snow created more than 2,000 extra jobs in the Mountain West. Low snow years, on the other hand, cost the region about 3,000 jobs. Tom Foley works with Intopia Business Intelligence. It's a travel technology and research company. Analysts there did their own research and came to similar conclusions. Snow is currency.
There are lodging taxes to consider. There are retail sales taxes to consider. And there is, of course, on-mountain operations to consider, which is the most directly and dramatically impacted by low snow.
Foley says ski resorts are adapting to, quote, the looming reality of less snow by doing things like hosting music festivals and weddings and summer sports like mountain biking. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
And I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.